Hey, what's going on? What's going on, world? How y'all doing? This beautiful Sunday evening, 9:12 p.m. What's going on? How y'all doing, man? Enjoying life. Y'all like the shirt, Faith Over Fear. Faith Over Fear. Yes. Hey, listen. The enemy is out trying to attack, trying to sabotage you. Don't let that happen. When you find people going after your job, going after you, they have no remorse for you or your family. They don't care. You have snakes that throw the rock and hide their hand. You got people that wear their feelings on their sleeve. They sensitive. They say one thing, they practice another thing. You got page peepers. You got people that peep your page and think you don't know that you see them peeping your page. Listen, man, you got a lot of haters out there, and I'm going to be speaking on that for a minute. You got a lot of haters out there. You got silent haters, people that really don't like you, but keep doing what you need to do. Keep praying, keep fasting, keep going to God in prayer. Keep going to God in prayer. Don't let these people shake you. Don't let these people move you. Get you a team of people that care for you and move. Get you a team of people that care for you, won't put your business out. Y'all go into prayer mode and y'all pray them demons away. Pray them demons away. Listen, pray. Listen, you got demons at work. I know. I firsthand experienced it. You got demons at work. You got dragons at work. Listen when I tell you that. You have dragons coercing demons because the demons are so dumb that they don't know no better. They don't see what you have done because they are ungrateful. They are ungrateful. Then they will lie on you and make it seem like you haven't done nothing for them or did nothing to help them. And in return, you have. It's the dragon that coerced the demon to make the demon think the way they think. That's why they're demon, because they're demonic and they're dumb. Yes. Yes. You got demons and dragons, man. I'm telling you, it's getting more real. It's getting more vivid. It's getting more clear. They're exposing themselves. Watch the relationship you build with people. Watch the relationship you even have with people. The same thing go for your kids. The same thing go for your siblings. Be careful what you say, what you do, how you do it, and how you say it, because they are judging, mocking, and watching your every move, listening to everything you say just so they can find fault in what you say, because they don't like you. They don't like you. So when you find people that ain't contacting you sometime, and you done a lot for them, now they act like you never done nothing for them, like you never been there for them, don't worry about it. They may be going through something and they ain't telling you. And sometimes it ain't good to be the fly on the wall, because God don't want you to see and experience that type of energy. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Thank you, Father God, on this awesome day. Father God, just getting right to it on the day this evening. Father God, I pray against any wicked spirit that comes upon me, my family, my friends. And I do mean my family and friends, my children, grandchildren, all our kids and grandkids. Father God, we pray against that demonic, evil, wicked spirit today, Father God. Father God, we praying for a prosperous week. We praying for an elevation of a week. We praying for a good uppity week. We praying for a prosperity week. We praying for a strong week. We praying for an elevation week. We praying for a happy week, a striving week. We praying for a glad tidings week. Father God, we praying for a strong week and not a weak week. Father God, we praying for solidarity, Father God. We praying for the weak, the homeless, the crippled, the lame, the blind, people that's in bad condition that can't support themselves financially. Father God, we praying for them. And at the same time we praying for them, Father God, I'm asking that you bless me, my friends, the people, the listeners, the viewers, the ones that watch this show, Father God, bless them in the places where they need it. Yes. Send your angels down, Father God. Bless us on today. Bless the people that need you on today. Father God, bless all your children. Bless all your children on this day. We need you, Father God. We need your blessings. We need your love. We need you on today, Father God, more than ever. This week coming up going to be a challenging week. I already see it. But it's going to be a prosperity week, because through the challenge come prosperity. And Father God, we thank you on this day. We guide you on this day. Father God, we ask that you guide us as well on this day. We ask that you keep us safe and sound on this day. Father God, we pray for the kids. We pray for the grandkids. Father God, we pray for every single soul on today, Father God, that they have a roof over their head. They have a hot meal to eat. They have warm water to refresh themselves in. They have water to drink, Father God. They have somewhere to go, Father God. We ask on today, Father God, that you cure that person that's sick. You help that person that's homeless. You give to that person that needs some finances. Feed the person that's hungry, Father God. We thank you on this day. The ones that's incarcerated are getting incarcerated. Father God, we ask that you save their soul and their mind and their spirit on today. Father God, thank you, because the devil is busy. But with the power invested in me and the prayer invested in me, Father God, we're going to make it through, because you said heaven and earth will pass away before your word come back void. And Father God, we know your word ain't coming back void on this day. We know that this day going to be a blessed day for us, Father God. All those people, Father God, that thought they did me in, that thought they did you in, that thought they did anyone in, Father God, they have done nothing but elevated a man of God. Elevated a woman of God. Elevated a child of God. Elevated the children of God. Elevated the people that serve you, Father God, that saw what they did. Demons and dragons. But guess what, Father God? We got some for the demons and the dragons today. Yes. It's going to be a heavenly spiritual fight in Jesus' name. We're going to be fighting and fighting and praying all in the spirit today, because we know that you're real, Father God, and we are children of yours, and we're going to survive, because you said so, and you said in your word. And we thank you, Father God. We're going to keep grinding, we're going to keep moving, and we're going to keep serving you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So listen, that's what I want to tell you today, is that watch yourself this week. God, everything that's close to you this week, your family, your children, your grandkids, your car, your house, your job, your best friend, a person that's homeless, a person that needs you, God, everything close to you this week, because I feel that it's going to be a whirlwind. But the whirlwind coming for the good and not the bad. But it's going to be strong. And you're going to have to hold on, because God going to be removing some people out your way. God going to be changing levels in your life. You're going to be going to a higher level in life. God going to be removing and revealing and showing people, showing you who people are, who you thought was your friend. God going to be doing all of that in Jesus' name. You're going to get that thing this week that you prayed for. I don't know what it is, that house, that car, that new job, that spouse, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that's something. You're going to get blessed this week financially as well. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be happy, but the whirlwind going to be so strong. If you ain't able to hold on, you're going to wither away with it. You better hold on. And the only way you hold on is by praying to God. It's by praying to God. That's the only way you're going to hold on. So don't stop. Don't stop fighting yet. Don't stop praying yet. Don't stop doing none of that yet. Not yet. Now is not the time. You got to dig. You got to dig. You got to dig. You got to dig, because that demon is going to be exposed. That dragon is going to be exposed. That serpent is going to be exposed. That lying tongue is going to be exposed. That two-sided tongue is going to be exposed. The person that's throwing the rock and hiding their hand is going to be exposed. What you thought and meant for somebody good is going to, I mean, somebody bad is going to turn around for their good. And the seed that you planted, you going to get it back 100-fold. Because God says, so God says, vengeance is his. This ain't what I said. This is what God said. Vengeance is his. I don't have to read from the Bible all the time, because, see, I don't read the Bible. And I practice myself every day, and it's hard. It's hard, but I practice myself every day on what I say and speak. I ain't perfect. I never told you I was perfect. I never told you I was a pastor. I told you I was a minister, but I told you I was not ordained. But I am still a man of God, and a minister is a minister because God says so. Amen. Amen. So listen, be careful this week coming up. You better start praying tonight, not tomorrow, but tonight. Before you go to bed, pray to God and pray that God bless you and save your soul. Save your soul. And don't worry about those people that conspired against you. Don't worry about those people that corroborated a story against you. Don't worry about those people that lied on you and all of them had the same story. Don't worry about them liars and them thieves. Don't worry about them people. Don't worry about them. Listen, God is the creator of all mankind. And brother and sister, your time coming too. Amen. See, because I know this message is meant for someone. And I know this message is going to attack someone. And I already know how you're feeling. But your time is coming too, because God says so. So stop being a page, people. Stop thinking that your black magic work. Stop thinking that your roots work. Whomever this fit, stop thinking. It didn't work. It didn't work. God removes people because when the storm come, he don't want his children to be in there. See, it's two sets of children. It's God's children and it's Satan's children. And God don't want his children in there. Because when that storm comes, it's going to take you out like it's supposed to. Yep. So you better repent and you better ask for forgiveness, because you're going to get it anyway. You're going to get it in the way. So don't think you got away. Don't think for 1 second you got away. Whatever you going through, you better watch it. That's right. God is real and God is good. God is good. Living proof. Faith over fear, baby. Big Aunt Triple X. Be still and know that I am God. I practice that every day. I get weary, but I practice it every day. Heavenly Father, thank you for this awesome message. Thank you for this awesome word, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to deliver your word with the shield, with the strength, with the spirit, with the physical ability that you have given me to be an armor bearer, to be a warrior for you. I thank you, Father God. Bless me. Bless my soul. Thank you for sparing my life. Thank you, Father God, for letting me live to see another day. Bless me, bless my wife, bless our kids, bless our grandkids, bless our neighbors, bless our friends and family. Bless them all, the people that know us and the people that don't know us. But Father God, woe to the enemy and have mercy on their soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, be watchful this week. Be prayerful this week and guard everything close to you, because God says so. Keep fighting. Big Unk Triple X. God loves you and I love you. Peace.